Friends, are you in? All in? The authorized leader with title of boss, CEO, dad, teacher, principal, better be all in. They had better pick up littered paper, say hello to visitors as though they own the place, contribute generously to the nonprofit they run, buy stock in the company they manage, show up at events, funerals, ribbon cuttings, etc. If you'd a man or you'd a woman, let this serve as a simple reminder that you're the symbol for the enterprise, and where you do and don't, quote-unquote, show up, sends big signals. It's why, for example, it was important that President Obama welcome home the remains of the Americans killed in Libya last week. What you choose to emphasize matters, and above all, if you want your peeps to be in with heart and soul, imagination and perseverance, well, you had better be all in. And by contrast, here's how some everyday folks, potentially everyday leaders, play it. Our son, we discovered, has no desire nor plans to raise money in the school's annual walk. He reasons that the school has enough money. The tuition is indeed considerable. When my wife and I listened hard enough, what we heard beneath that rational resistance was emotional resistance. He was not inclined to work to raise money for the institution because it constantly compels him to do things. This is pretty typical for a sophomore. They long for freedom, individuality, autonomy, and resent coercion of all kinds. In his resistance, I heard echoes of lots of adults I've known, people who said the government has plenty of money, or the corporation does, and they use this to justify corner cutting on their taxes or taking supplies from the company supply room, but most of all to justify not being in, let alone all in. The committed leader, whether the boss or quote-unquote just an everyday leader, puts both feet and all their weight on the scale, both feet in the water. They're all in. They say it, and they act it. I hope to get Jack in the game, for the good of the school, but mostly for his own good. The truth, he will learn, is that no church, no school, no party, no country, no company, and no marriage is perfect. So we can all find reasons to sit it out, to be cynical, to quit expecting good things, and thus to quit trying. When we do this, we sentence the institution, but we also sentence ourselves. We take ourselves out of the game, out of the real chance of making a difference, out of the challenge, and out of the work and relationships that will test our mettle and make us real. Whether you're a titled leader or, quote-unquote, just an everyday leader, it's important to keep asking whether you're all in. It's really the only true way to lead with your best self.